Beis Yiratzeon Shalimudenu Yehischus Lili Nishmas Rav Aaron Yudaleib Ben Rav Noach Tzvi. Again, Kilayim deals with the mitzvah in the Torah not to cross breed. The Torah says in two different psukim that there is a prohibition in cross breeding. Eskukosai tishmeru behem tuchalos arbia kilayim sadchalos sizra kilayim uveged kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha. And the Torah says, lo sizra kar macha kilayim pentikdasham leyas shera azera sher tizra utfuas hakarev. So here we're learning. Kol sa'a, if you have a measuring cup that holds within it six kav, each kav obviously has four quarters, so a total of 24 quarters of a kav. So kol sa'a, sheyesh barovu mimin acher, let's say you have a sa'a, a measuring cup that holds 24 quarters, and 23 of these quarters are wheat, and then one quarter is corn, or one quarter is peas. So 1/24th out of this sa'a is another species. Now it's already a problem. This is too much of the wrong grain. You can't plant the whole thing. That would be a problem of cross planting. And therefore, you should reduce the amount of this grain, this or legume. You have to reduce the amount from to be less than 1/24th. Rabbi Yossi says, once you reduce and go all the way, yavor, you should clean out the whole mixture. Now, this problem of 1/24th is beimim min echad, whether this 1/24th is of one type, in mishnei minin, or of two types. Namely, let's say you had 23 quarters of wheat, and then half a quarter of corn, and half a quarter of barley, it would be a problem. That's the view of Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo amru el min echad." The 1/24th is only a problem if it's one type, one species. Chacham say it depends what these two species are. Kol shu kilayim b'sa, if the two species both would be kilayim with the majority of the sa'a, let's say it's half a quarter of corn and half a quarter of barley together with 23 quarters of wheat, that's a problem. That's mitztaref lerova. That combines to be the problematic quarter of a kav. But if the two species themselves are not problematic, let's say it's 23 quarters of barley, and then you have half a quarter of oats and half a quarter of spelt. Go back to Perek Aleph. In the first chapter, we learned that barley can be planted together with oats. Elu einan kilayim zebizas orin v'shiboles shu'al. So then it would not be a problem. Then we don't say it combines. Okay. Second Mishnah, Bamed Varma Murim, when is this true, that the amount that would be problematic in a sa'a is 1/24th, tvua b'tvua, if it's grain with grain, or kitnis b'kitnis, if we're talking about different types of legumes, let's say peas with corn, tvua b'kitnis, or if it's grain with legume, or kitnis b'tvua, or legumes into grain. But they said that there's something else besides legumes and grain, and that is our own egina, seeds of the garden vegetables, like carrots and turnips, where the seeds, she'enenechalim, those seeds are not eaten, it's the vegetable that's eaten. So in those, it's not necessarily 1/24th of a sa', it's not a quarter of a kav, but rather mitztarfin, Echad ne'esim v'arba b'nofil l'beisa. We look at if we know 50 amos by 50 amos is the amount of land needed to plant a full saw of wheat. How much of this garden vegetable is needed to fill the 50 amos by 50 amos of a beisa? It could be very different. It could be that, it could be that it only takes 1.5 kav to fill a base saw. Remember, a saw is 6 kav. So wheat, 6 kav of wheat fill the 50 amos by 50 amos area. But it could be that a 50 amos by 50 amos area is filled with 1.5 kav of carrots. So then the portion of carrots that would be problematic in a mixture is going to be even less, because it's just 1/24 of that field amount. So 1/24 of 1.5 kav would be a total of only 1/96. If you have 1/96 of this carrot seed within the wheat, that would already make it problematic. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kashem she'amru lahachmir." The same way, our new measure, namely 1/24 of this garden seed in a base sa'ah, can create a stringency. Kach amru lahakil, it can create a leniency. So, for example, ha'pishtan. If you have flax in a base sa'ah is not going to be 1.5 kav to fill the base saw. It's actually going to be 18 kav to fill the base saw. It's going to be 3 saw. It's going to be much more than the wheat. So then 1/24 of 3 saw is 3/4, not 1/4. So 3/4, that would mean that when you have flax together with grain, it's only 3/4 of a kav in the sa'ah of grain that would be a problem. But if you had anything less, half a kav or 1/4 of a kav, it wouldn't be a problem. We'd have to take 1/24 of what it needs to plant the base sa'ah with this seed to be problematic. The third Mishnah. Let's say your field was already planted with wheat and now you want to put in barley, but the wheat hasn't yet started to grow. So if your field was planted with wheat, v'nimlach lazara saorim, and now you want to plant it with barley, so then yamtin la'at shetasliya, you should wait until the wheat breaks through and starts to set up roots, and then you can kill it. V'yofach, you should plow it over. When you plow it over, you're killing all the wheat, and then you can put in the barley. V'achakach yizra, then you can put in the barley. You can plant the barley. Im simcha, if already the wheat has already grown somewhat, lo yomra, he shouldn't say, Ezra, let me plant barley. V'achakach ofach, and then I'm going to kill all the wheat by plowing it over. Elohofeich v'achakach zorea, first he has to plow it over, and then he can plant the wheat. Kami yehei chorish, how much is this plowing? It has to be the plowing as what happens after the first rain. So the plowing for the furrows of the rain after the first rain was quite a bit. They used to make a furrow, and the mound produced from one furrow that was plowed would touch the mound produced as the next one was being plowed. This plowing would give the field a surface of alternating peaks and troughs, so that if there would then rain further, the rain would be trapped in the field and seep into the ground, and it would prevent a runoff of soil. So Omer Abishol says it's a different amount of plowing. You have to plow up the base saw so much, Kadesh lo yishaya rova le base saw, that you can't have a rova, an area of 1/4 of a kav, that isn't plowed up. Then if you fully plowed up the field, then you know you've killed the wheat, and then you can plant barley where you had formerly planted wheat. The fourth Mishnah talks about someone who wants to plant where there are saplings of grapevines, and now he wants to plant wheat. Zrua, or the opposite, let's say it was planted with wheat, v'nimlach lenotan, he now decides he wants to take out the wheat and instead plant grapevines. Lo yomer, you shouldn't say etta v'achar kach ofach. First I'm going to plant the grapevines, then I'm going to plow over and destroy the wheat. Elohofich, first he has to plow over, make sure the wheat is not going to grow, killing it, v'achar kach notea, then he can plant the grapevines. Netua, let's say it was planted first with grapevines, v'nimlach lezara, now he decides to change it and plant it with wheat. Lo yomer, he can't say Ezra v'achar kach asharish, first I'm going to plant and then I'm going to uproot the grapevines. Elam asharish, first he has to uproot the grapevines, v'achar kach zorea, and then he plants the wheat. Imratza, if he doesn't want to fully uproot the grapevines, gomim, he can raise the grapevine, ad pachas mitzafach, until there's less than a tzafach. that's already a grapevine that's not that prominent. And then Zorea, then he plants wheat, V'yachakach Misharish, and then he fully uproots the grapevine. The fifth Mishnah, Haisa Sadeh Uzrua Kanbus Aluf, but if the field was planted with cannabis or with arum, so then he's got a problem because these are seeds that even if you plow them over, they might later take root, because it can take them 3 years till they take root. So Lo Yehe Zorea Uval Gabeim, he shouldn't plant over them. Shainan Osan El Shaloshanim, it might take 3 years till they take root. And it's only once a tree, or once a seed takes root, that it can be killed by the plowing. Tvua Sh'ala Basfiche Istis. Let's say you have grain. And after the first grain was harvested, the Isitis plant grew up. Svichim, these wild bushes of Isitis grew up. Or v'chein makam agranos. Let's say you have an area which was a threshing floor. Sh'alu behen minin harbein. All sorts of things grew up there. Or v'chein tiltan. Let's say you had fenugreek. Shehel aminei tzmachim, which caused all sorts of other plants to grow up afterwards. So these are situations where things are harmed by these weeds. No one would normally leave these weeds for a long time. And says the Mishnah, Ein Machayv and Osel Anakesh, you're not obligated to weed it out, because we assume, and everybody realizes, this is not planted together in order to produce a certain new mixture, and you don't have to uproot them. However, im nikesh o kiseach, if you weeded or cut down some of these plants, omrim lo, then they say you've got to uproot the entirety, because if you only uproot some and leave the rest, it looks like you want the rest to stay. That looks like kiyum kalayim, so they tell him, akoras akol chutz mi min echad, now uproot everything and only leave a single type there. The sixth Mishnah, Harotze Laso Sadehu Meshar Meshar. If someone wants to plant a field into strips of different species, he wants to divide the field into strips, each will have a different species. He called Minu Min. Beishamai say, what you do is Shlosha Tlamim Shel Pasiach. Between each strip, they have to be separated by three furrows that broke through the ground. Hisil Omrim, it's a different measurement. Maloha Ol HaSharoni, the width of the yoke that's needed or pulled by animals in the valleys in the Sharon. Ukrovim Divrei Elu, Liyoska Divrei Elu, these are two sizes that are similar to each other. The seventh Mishnah talks about where it's clear that the two fields are separate fields. Haya rosh torchitim nichnas betoch shel saorim. If you have wheat shaped in the shape of a triangle, and the edge of the triangle, the point of the triangle, touches the rectangle of barley, so the wheat triangle is touching the field of rectangular barley, mutter, that is allowed, mipneshu nira kisov sadeu, because it's apparent that it looks like the end of one field touching the end of another field. Another law, let's say shalochitim, you have a field of wheat, vishal chaveru min acher, your friend next to you has a field of something else, let's say barley, mutter lismach lo miosu amin, you can put barley into the edge of your field so that the barley reaches his field, because that'll look like it's just an extension of his field. His field has a sign saying it's his field. So people are not going to think that you are crossbreeding the wheat with the barley. They'll say, no, his field is a little bit longer, and therefore that is allowed. But shaloch, another case, shaloch chitim v'shal chavero chitim, you have a field of wheat, and your friend has a field of wheat. So mutulis machlo telem shal pishtan, you can put at the edge of your field a single row of flax, lo telem shel min acher, but not a single row of anything else. You can put a single row of flax, because one row of flax next to all this wheat, and you have wheat, and he's got wheat, and in between there's a single row of flax. No one's going to think that that flax is intended to be crossbred with the wheat, but rather that the flax was planted in order to test this ground if it's good for flax. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, it's not only true with flax, but echad zera pishtan ve'echad kol aminim. You could have flax, or at the edge of your field, you could have any other type of plant, and people will realize that's not crossbreeding. That's just to see if that plant grows well off of this ground. Rabbi Yossi goes further. He says, "Af be'emtza sadeu mutter livdok betelem shel pishtan." He says, even in the middle of your field, you could put a row of flax, and everybody knows that that's to test this field for flax, and not to crossbreed. Halacha is in fact like the Tana Kama, not like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yossi, and therefore if you have wheat and your friend has wheat, you can have a row of flax at the end of your field, but just a row of flax, not a row of any other type of plant. Mishnah Ches. Ein somchim l'sdei tvua chardal v'chariah. You are not allowed to put right next to your field of wheat mustard or safflower. The Bartanur has an interesting explanation here. These two species, mustard and safflower, damage wheat. So therefore, when people see mustard next to the wheat, they say like this, it must be that the farmer planted this mustard, and he wants this mustard there, because a normal person, if his neighbor puts mustard, is going to say, hey, get rid of the mustard, it's going to damage the wheat. So therefore, everybody realizes it's not from the neighbor, it must be from the farmer himself, and the farmer must want it. Must be he's trying to mix the two. So that looks like Mekayim Kilayim Besada, that he's trying to have a cross breed in the field, and therefore it's not allowed. But when it is not wheat, it's a vegetable. Vegetables don't get damaged by mustard. So if you have a patch of vegetables, you're allowed to put next to it mustard, because the people who see the mustard flowers growing next to your vegetables are going to figure, oh, it must be that that's two different people. One guy has mustard, somebody else has vegetables, and they don't damage each other, so the guy with the vegetables doesn't care that the mustard is there, and therefore it doesn't look like it is crossbreeding. Now, if you want to have different types of plants within the same field, you can put them on different sides of a barrier within that field. So the Mishnah is going to list barriers. For somich labor, you can have on one side of a pit wheat, and on the other side of the pit barley. Or lanier, or next to an area which is plowed up. You could have on one side wheat and the other side barley. Or lagapa, next to a wall of stones. Viladerech, or next to a road. Vilagader, or next to a fence. Shugavoa saratvachim, which is 10 tvachim tall. Vilacharitz, or on the two sides of a ditch. Shuamokasara, which is 10 tvachim deep. Virachavarban, 4 tvachim wide. Ul ilan, or with a tree, shuhumesach ala'aretz, which has very, very long branches that reach all the way down to the ground. You can have seeds on one side of the branches and the other seeds on the other side of the branches, because those branches basically function like a wall. Vilasela, or if you have a big rock, shuhgavo asar v'rachav arba, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, you can have that as a wall separating the plantings on the two sides of this big rock. The ninth Mishnah talks about a beis sa'ah. As we've learned, a beis sa'ah is an area of 50 amos by 50 amos in which is planted a sa'ah of wheat. As we learned, a sa'ah of wheat is 6 kav. Each kav has 4 quarters, so it's an area of 24 quarters of a kav. Person wants to make different squares of different species within this beis sa'ah. So according to the first opinion, just divide the beis sa'ah into 24 squares, each that can hold a quarter of a kav, and osa esav arba karachos lebeis sa'ah, you make the 24 squares for the beis sa'ah. Mikarachas lebeis rova, each square holds a beis rova. Vizarea besocha kol min sheyirtze, and you can plant in it all the different types of species. Haisa karachas achas oshtayim, if you have a field and within your field of wheat, you happen to have a base rova or two that are empty, Zoram Chardel, you can plant the mustard. It doesn't look like you have a mustard field in the middle of your wheat field. But Shalosh, but if you have three karachos in the middle of the wheat field, Lo Yizra Chardel, you shouldn't plant it mustard. Mipneshu Niris Kistei Chardel Divra Bimeir, because according to Bimeir, that looks like a field of mustard in the middle of your wheat field. And the Bartanur explains that if you have, it's not normal to have its own field for mustard. So if you have three quarters here of mustard in the middle of the wheat, it looks like the mustard is being mixed with the wheat. Chachamim, the sages say no. They disagree with the first halacha of Rabbi Meir, who says that you can fill a besa with 24 quarters each with different species. They say if you want to put different species in the besa, teisha karachos mutaros, you'd be allowed to have a total of 9 squares, each of a quarter of different species. Eser asuros, 10 would already be not allowed, because they believe that you need to have empty squares dividing these squares from each other. You can't have adjacent squares of different species next to each other. Rebbe Lezer says, Afilu kol sadehu beiskuri. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. He has an extreme opinion. He says, even if you have a huge field, it's a beiskur, not a base. It's not at 50 by 50 amos. It is 75,000 square amos. It's much, much larger. It's 50 times a base saw. So lo yasehu, he says that, or 30 times a besa. So he says to it, lo yaseh besocho, you should only have really one species, and if you're going to have anything else, chutz mikarachas achas, you can have one little square of one quarter of a kav, and that should be at the other edge. That could be of a different species, but otherwise the whole thing has to be a single species. Mishnah Yud. Kolshu b'seuch beis rova. When we talk about the view of dividing up the squares, that the Chachamim said, teisha karachos mutaros, that if you had a beis sa'ah, you could get 9 squares of different species there, but you couldn't have the squares touching each other. They'd all have to be separated by rovas that are empty. The rova that's empty can have all sorts of things into it. So whatever's in it will count. Ola b'midas beis rova. You could have water ponds, you can have rivers, you can have ditches. It would all count to the beis rova. Achilas hagefen, even the area around a grapevine that's normally plowed, would count. Hakever, a grave, the hasela, or a rock. Ola b'midas beis rova, they would count towards the beis rova. Tvua bitvua beis rova. Let's say you have a field planted with wheat and you want to plant in it barley. So now you have to separate a rov with a beis rova between them. Yarak biyarak, vegetable with vegetable. That you have to separate with more. Shisha tfachim, 6 tfachim. Tvua biyarek, when you want to plant wheat next to vegetables, or yarek betvua, vegetables next to wheat, beis rova, it would be a beis rova. Rebbe Lezer says, yarek betvua, if you want to have vegetables inside the wheat, then shisha tfachim. You need to have 6 tfachim between them. Finally, the last mishnah of the perek, tvua notal gabe tvua. Let's say you planted wheat where you were allowed to plant wheat, and you planted barley where you're allowed to plant barley, but the wheat has grown up so tall that now it is pushed over by the wind to be on top of the barley. Or yarek al gavi yarek, vegetables were planted where they should be, but now the vegetables have grown and now the leaves are on each other. or tvua al gabe yarek, now you have wheat on top of vegetables, or yarek al gabe tvua, vegetables that have grown to now touch the wheat. Hakol mutter, it's all allowed. Chutz min las yivanis, except for the Greek gourd, because the Greek gourd has very long leaves, and they get very entangled with the wheat or with the vegetables, and it really looks like a crossbreed, like some type of a mixture. Rabbi Meir says there are other things that he also thinks look like a crossbreed, kishos and pohamitzri, catamelon and Egyptian bean. But then Rabbi Meir added, v'roa anias tevrein midvarai, I think that the other opinion is more correct than my opinion. It's only Greek gourd that if it grows up and now spreads into another plant, looks like kilayim and is not allowed to be left there. Adkan Perek Beis.